The proposed youth self-sufficiency plan aims to meet the needs of the 1,800 youth who annually become ineligible for further care once they become legal adults. According to studies, within 2 years of this aging out, the majority become prone to homelessness, joblessness, and incarceration.
When a child is taken from his birth family and grows up in a multiple placement facility, only to age out years later without an alternative permanent family or committed adult, government has essentially discharged an 18-year-old youth to himself without skills, resources, or a place to go.
Supervisor Mayor Michael Antonovich's action plan proposes implementing the services across the county in order to connect these young adults to jobs, housing, and educational benefits which might not be available to them otherwise.
It starts planning a youth's departure from birth, and it says, how do we prepare this child to be an adult successfully, holistically? It's a long-term preparation for adulthood, rather than the limited preparation for emancipation.
Helen Berberian is Mayor Antonovich's social service deputy. She says the biggest challenge will be shifting the end goal of foster care away from emancipation, which is when the foster parents legally and financially end ties with the child. She calls this process one big checklist.
Do you have some place to live? Do you go to school? Do you have a job? Are you looking for a job? Good. Go. Have a good life.
That's what happened with Mercedes Boston. Boston went into foster care when she was 10 years old after her grandmother passed away of cancer.
Going house to house, it was very stressful because I knew I wasn't loved by people I stayed with.
After emancipating herself when she was 18, Boston was on her own for several years. She came across St. Anne's, a Catholic social service agency dedicated to helping young children, mothers, and families in need, and didn't look back.
And I just want to thank St. Anne's for real, for really believing in people and starting to get my trust back.
St. Anne's provides many of the same services Mayor Antonovich's plan proposes. Implementation of the plan is set to begin within the next 30 days. Britt Thorson, Annenberg Radio News.